got some special guests in our weekend theater segment here this morning. We've got some of the cast of Holiday Inn, which is about to open at the Marriott of Lincolnshire. Let's hear it for them, everybody.
This is a nice crowd. We haven't even sung yet. That's great.
That's right. It can only go downhill from here.
Exactly.
Yeah, take it while you can get it.
When it starts off this positive, there's only one way it can go. But we're thrilled to have you guys with us. I'm going to just run down. Oh, you can talk into your own mics, I guess. You don't need me to run down to introduce yourselves.
I'm Johanna McKenzie Miller.
Good morning. I'm Michael Mahler.
I'm Will Burton.
Hi, I'm Kimberly Emanuel.
Well, let's hear it for them. Michael's been on the show many times as part of the cast of It's a Wonderful Life.
That's right.
The radio version. So you're sitting that one out this year.
That's right. I'm slumming it here at the Marriott.
So I'm slumming it at the Marriott with this Holiday Inn show. Is it reminiscent of the movie version?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, it's sort of a similar story in that there's an inn that they turn into a holiday showplace hotel, and there's different special numbers for every holiday. And I play Jim, who runs the hotel, and he's trying to get out of show business and live a normal life, but you always have to do a little bit of performing, I guess, to live a normal life.
And Johanna, tell us about the role that you play in it.
Sure. I play Linda Mason, and the hotel, or the property that's being turned into a hotel, happens to be my family's farm that was foreclosed on. So it starts in a...
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, so there's a... Wow. Right out of the gate, we've got a... thing happening.
It's a feel-good play, I guess, huh?
Yeah, right.
But it's all about mortgages and foreclosures. Yeah. Happy holidays, everyone.
The Dow down 48% today.
They wanted to make it real life this year.
Yeah. But she's a great lady who is just trying to... she was a former performer, and through this chance meeting with Mike's character, Jim, kind of gets to discover her performing again, and it's really fun to do.
Yeah, how about your role, Will?
I play Ted Hanover. I play Mike's performing partner. And Mike decides at some point he wants to open this inn and get out of show business, but Ted is having no part of that. He's got his eyes on the prize. He wants to be in Hollywood. He also has a nasty habit of taking away the women that Jim cares about.
Wow, this is feel good.
Oh, yeah. My God.
It's a real melodrama.
Yeah, wow. Yeah, this is. And Kimberly, tell us about your...
I play Lila Dixon, who is one of the women that...
And she poisons everyone.
Yeah. Exactly, I poison everyone.
But there's tap dancing. It's okay.
No. But I'm also a performing partner with Jim and Ted, and... Similar to Ted, Lila also just really wants to be famous, really wants to go to Hollywood, stops at nothing to do that. And so while Jim settles down to create a normal life, Lila cannot stop performing.
What's it like as performers to be at the Marriott in Lincolnshire? It's in the round or in the square. Theater. Compared to, conventional proscenium kind of theater stages.
That's a great question. I love working at the Marriott. It's you get to be so up close and personal with the audience, and there's nowhere to go away and hide. You can't turn around upstage and think, what was my line, or cough. You're always there in it, and it's really wonderful with a show like this to bring it so close to people, because it warms your heart, and you can really feel that connection.
It's not distracting in any way to...
I will say, personally, as an audience, it's fantastic. I got to see the show they did right before our show, Sweet Charity, because everyone is right on top. There's
right.
No back of the house, really.
Right.
But as a performer, a lot of times you get out there, and when the lights go out, there's no telling where you are on stage. I do a lot of dancing. I'm spinning around. I'll come out of spinning, and I just have no idea where I am. So if you come see the show, just look into my eyes and see if you can see the confusion.
Yeah, and don't be surprised if Will winds up in your lap.
Yeah.
Precisely.
People pay extra for that.
You're trying to eat your milk duds, and suddenly Will flies into your lap.
They call those seats the splash zone.
The splash zone. Lots of familiar songs in the show. We're going to hear a couple of them when we come back from the break. A live week in theater here at Tree Time in Lake Barrington this week. We'll be right back after this. WGN. We're back live at Tree Time in Lake Barrington. With the cast of Holiday Inn from the Marriott Lincolnshire. It's in previews right now. We'll be opening on Wednesday. and will be playing there until January the 6th. I just wanted to mention Michael Mahler, who's been on our show many times since the last time we saw you, became a new dad.
That's right.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
8 month old, you said?
8 months old, yeah.
How's that going?
Well, nobody's sleeping, but it's going great.
That's
No, he's really wonderful. His name is Ezra.
That's a fantastic name.
Yeah, he's a pretty sweet kid.
That's great. Congratulations.
Thank
to
you so much.
You and to your wife. What's the first song you're going to do for us?
Oh, we're going to sing a song. This is one of the songs that we do in the beginning of the show when we're trying to break into show business. This is Steppin' Out, and I'll Capture Her Heart.
Take it away.
Steppin' out with my baby.
Can't go wrong, cause I'm in right.
Ask me when will the day be? The big day may be tonight. Oh. Here she comes down the street. My oh my, ain't she sweet?
Well, here comes my hot toddy.
Oh, look out. Over my dead body, I'll capture her heart singing.
Just wait until she gets a load of my dancing.
Just wait till I start singing.
I'll take her strolling down the road with my dancing.
I can't go wrong, a tender song, and she'll discover my charms.
Some fancy taps, and she'll collapse, and fall right into my arms.
I'll take you through life, singing.
Oh no, you haven't a chance when I go into my dance.
Dancing on the radio.
If you could dance instead of sing, I'd learn to love you somehow. If you could sing instead of dance, I'd take you home with me now.
Do 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 da do da do da. Do 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 da do da do da. Smooth moves, Ted. Da 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 da. Skippity dop and do day. Rat scat do dat day. Skiddity do do da do 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 do. Skiddity do 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 do. And then we'll start a romance. Oh no, you haven't a chance. When I go into my songs, ask me when will the day be? The big day may be tonight.
How about that? Wow.
Wow.
Wow. That's fantastic. I am never going to believe any tap dancing noises that I hear from now on, though.
Is that tap syncing? They weren't really doing it, right?
They were. It was all real. I don't know what you're talking about. The show is also filled with holiday cheer, much like Tree Time here in Lake Barrington. And you guys are going to do a version of White Christmas for us now?
Yes, this is a moment in the show where Ted and Linda are finally getting to know each other, and she asks him to play a song that he's written a few years ago and stuck in a drawer.
Here they are from the Marriott Lincolnshire, the cast of Holiday Inn.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. There they are. I'm dreaming of a
white Christmas. With every Christmas card I write, may your days be merry and bright, and may all your Christmases be white. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know,
where the treetops glisten,
where the treetops glisten,
and children listen,
and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, with every Christmas card I write, may your days be merry and bright.
For them.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
And now it is Christmas.
Johanna McKenzie Miller, Michael Mahler, thank you. That was beautiful. Thank you, Will Burton, Kimberly Emanuel. You can see them at Holiday Inn that's just down the road at the Marriott Lincolnshire. The show will open on Wednesday officially. It's in previews now and be open until January the 6th. Thank you guys very much for coming out.
Thanks for having us.
Happy holidays. We appreciate it.
And that's where that song is originally from. Everybody thinks it was just written by Irving Berlin, but that's actually from the film Holiday
Inn. I thought
Bing
Crosby wrote it.
What's that?
I thought Bing Crosby wrote it.
No, he just made the money.
And Rosemary Clooney. We'll be back and update news coming up next, WGN.